The Best American Essays 2013, edited by Cheryl Strayed, is an anthology worth reading if you enjoy the strictly personal narrative. And although the essays in the collection offer a wide breadth of writing approaches, there is a sameness to them that makes the 2013 collection less than rewarding. The collection has a round-up-the-usual-suspects feel to it, as the essayists delve into the all-too-familiar and the all-too-ordinary. If, as a writer, you're going to explore the intensities of childbirth, discover hidden family secrets, or highlight the difficulties of coping with illness, you'd better be at the top of your game, because common experiences are indeed common, and unless you can hit the ball out of the park, you'll simply document, in an almost technical sense, what the reader already knows. A few of the essays in the collection come close to home runs. Kevin Samsel's essay, "I'm Jumping Off the Bridge," for instance, in which a suicidal customer turns a rather ordinary day on its heels by walking into a bookstore to commit suicide, and in turn connects with a clerk whose life the suicidal man saves several months later. Walter Kern's story about losing and finding faith in Confessions of an Ex-Mormon is a strong essay as well, as is Megan Steelstra's Channel B, in which a new mother struggling with loneliness discovers comfort and companionship in, of all things, a baby monitor. But even with these handful of strong three-base hits, the overall collection is filled with far too many memoir-style personal recollections to make the anthology a real winner. I'll be looking forward to this year's assemblage of Best American Essays and hoping for a more robust collection filled with home runs. This is Robert Greer for KUVO Radio in Denver.